Welcome back to Self-Love 365, the daily podcast where we explore the practice and concepts of self-love. I'm your host, Lily, and this is day 25. There's no model for healthy self-love. Hello there. Welcome back. We've made it over the hump in our week, and we're at Thursday. Always a good day to stop and reflect and celebrate and reset if we need to. Once again, as a reminder, we've been talking about self-love barriers this week, and our mantra as a result is, I'm committed to loving myself. And this mantra can be critical when we think about challenging the next barrier, which is self-doubt culture. And I chose self-doubt because obviously I wanted all of these barriers to be negative, pretty much. But a synonym for self-doubt culture could almost be the self-help culture that we live in. And I go back to our first day, which was shallow culture and talking about advertising and marketing, social media. And all of those are also generally tend to serve the self-help industry. The self-help industry, which I guess, you know, probably started 15, 20 years ago, but really has never been more in control of our emotions, our attitudes, our goals, our desires. Virtually anyone can become an expert at something and write a book about it or start a website or start a podcast like yours truly and start dispensing advice. I myself risk falling into this this trap of assuming my audience needs the information I'm giving and selling it to them so that I can help them become not who they want to be, but who I want them to be. Because the self-help industry, make no doubt about it, they play on our doubts so that we will follow whatever model they're selling. The diet industry does this as well, FYI. Maybe we'll talk about that one day. So there are lots of industries that do this and really target our doubts about ourselves. And there are lots of different self-help sort of paths you could take, right? But they're all part of one model, and that model is doubt. Doubt does not equal reality. I learned this when I started reading parenting books after I had my first son. I wanted so desperately to be the perfect mom. And so I decided to read every book that had ever been written about children, right? And I just kept reading and consuming information. And over that first year, what ended up happening is instead of me becoming more secure in my parenting role, I actually became more filled with frustration, insecurity, helplessness, and doubt. Doubt about my own ability to be my child's parent, to be the parent he needed me to be. Because I was reading about all these different systems, all these, you know, consuming all of this advice, and none of it felt right to me. There was no one system that felt to me like, okay, this is the solution. This is what I'm going to follow, and then everything's going to be fine. It turns out there is no one system, right? There's no manual for parenting. Every child's different. Every parent's different. Every relationship between a parent and child is different. That doesn't mean that those books can't be valuable. I certainly gleaned information from almost every book I read. Sometimes it made me realize the type of person, parent, I didn't want to be. And sometimes it was a strategy I wanted to adopt. But the reason I walked away at the end feeling more doubt was that the author themselves was not being honest about the fact that this method wasn't 100% foolproof and that it wasn't for everyone. Because what do they need more than anything? They need to sell the book. They need your doubt to propel you into buying the book, buying into the strategy. And then you share it with someone, and then that person shares it with someone. You write a review on Amazon, someone reads that review, buys the book. That's the way the self-help industry works. That's the model we've all been following. And what that means is we don't have an alternative model. We've fallen into this self-doubt trap, and we don't have a model for self-love. Unlike self-doubt, which is rushing, right, to receive all this information and make themselves feel better and getting into a cycle of more doubt. Unlike that, self-love is a form of trust. It builds trust. Self-love is tapping into your intuition. Self-love is a belief in your ability to do what needs to be done, to figure it out, to learn as you go, to be able to distill information, not consume it. So if there were a self-love model, and let's hope that we're building one together through this podcast, it would rely on the antidote to self-doubt culture, which really is self-belief, believing in oneself. Not in a false confidence kind of way, not in a asshole kind of way, not in a I have all the money in the world and now I can play God kind of way. Okay? That's all patriarchal, that's toxic masculinity. But confidence in a way that exudes love for yourself. And then you trust yourself. You take risk. You do what feels right. You learn along the way. And then you do become good at things. You get to the place where you no longer are doubting your ability, and maybe you do at that point want to share what you have learned. That's where I am with this self-love journey. I have done a lot of work. I have learned so much and am learning, and I believe in my ability to love myself no matter what, and that makes me want to share the information with other people. I'm not against that. I'm not against information sharing. But I'm against an industry that preys on our doubts. And then doesn't even take them away, right? They make it worse. So doubt is not reality. So reality is an antidote to self-doubt and self-help. Knowing what's true in that moment for you, trusting your intuition. And then if you get to the point where you do want to share the information, you're able to do so. And you do it in a loving way. So for your action item today, I do want you to think of something that you are an expert at. I know that there's something. That's the first half. And that's going to remind you that you are good at something. You are an expert at something. And you're not in need of an industry that preys on your inabilities. Okay. The second half of the action item is that I want you to tell someone else what this thing is. It can be anybody. Okay. But I want you to share it. And I want you to share it because I want us to start building a new model, a self-love model that shares information, not because we need to sell it or prey on people's doubts, but because we want others to experience the same feelings that we have experienced. Okay. I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening to Self-Love 365. And thanks to Henry Liu for our original music and Jesse Lieber at Little Legends Design for our custom graphics. Also, many thanks to our Twitter followers at 365_self and our readers at 365daysofselflove.com.